The burning question, what is a hypothesis? Well, a hypothesis is a predictive statement of the relationship between two variables, but it's very important to note that a hypothesis is different from a research question because it's a predictive statement. A hypothesis can have either an associational relationship or a causal relationship. First, let's discuss an associational relationship. It is when a change in one variable, there's also a change in another variable. So example, as in class, cell phone usage changes, a student's performance changes. Our second type is a causal relationship, which is when one variable causes a change in another. So for example, changes in frequency of cell phone usage results in changes in students' performance. Providing a causal or proving a causal relationship is difficult because you must first, establish that the effect cannot be explained by another variable. There's no other possibility of something else causing the change. Second, the variables must be related. Third, temporal precedence, cause happens before effect, is also required. In the end, most research hypotheses are going to be an associational relationship because causal relationships, improving that is just way too much work. Hypothesis can also be non-directional or directional. So non-directional is also called two-tailed. The researcher knows the two variables are related, but they're not sure how. So I have a few examples for you guys. Our first example would be, as you drink more coffee, your energy level is affected. So we don't know the effect on your energy level, but we know there is an effect. A second example would be, as in class, cell phone usage changes, students' performance changes. Lastly, changes in frequency of cell phone usage results in changes in students' performances. We also have hypotheses that are directional or single-tailed. They make a clear distinction of how the two variables relate. So an example would be, as you drink more coffee, your energy level goes up. So the difference here is that your energy is not just affected, we say how it's affected by saying energy goes up. Another example would be, as in class, cell phone usage increases, students' performance decreases.